and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Monday, the 5th of December. Hundreds of priests and parishioners were attacked in Vietnam's capital of Hanoi by a large contingent of police and militiamen last Friday after they submitted a petition appealing for the authorities not to build a sewage treatment plant on church land, said a report in Independent Catholic News. On Friday morning, dozens of Hanoi Redemptorists led a group of hundreds of parishioners from the Thai Ha area to the city's People's Committee to submit a petition asking for the suspension of the building work. They managed to hand in their petition, but on the way home were surrounded by police and militiamen who attacked them and arrested dozens of people. Among the detainees were Redemptorist Father Joseph Nguyen Van Phung, pastor of Thai Ha Parish, and Father Joseph Lung Van Long of Hanoi Redemptorist Monastery, some other clergy, and at least 30 parishioners. The Vietnam Redemptorist Province has reported that Father Nguyen is in critical condition as a result of being beaten brutally by batons. The incident again shows that the Vietnamese government is continuing to ignore domestic and internationally agreed laws. World Youth Day hired the consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers to study the economic impact the event made on Spain. Their result shows the country made a profit of 354 million euros. The sector of the economy that earned the most was the hospitality industry, with more than 25 million euros, followed by the construction field with 10 million. The sales and services and electronics made 5 million, as well as the clothing and fashion industry. The government of Spain also made a profit of around 28 million euros. The study also noted that the event helped to create 4,580 new jobs. Between 1.3 and 1.5 million people participated in World Youth Day. Around 90% of them said the experience was very positive and that Spain was a country they would like to return to. A Canberra man has pleaded guilty to defrauding the Catholic Education Office of more than $1 million, reported the ABC. Timothy Patrick Cousins from Calwell is facing 153 charges of obtaining property by deception, unauthorized modification of data, and theft. Police claim that Cousins used fictitious identities from the Catholic Education Office in Manuka to embezzle $1.2 million over 6 years. He will appear in the ACT Supreme Court later this month for sentencing. The local Catholic Church in Pakistan is calling an 18-year-old a martyr of the faith. Mariah Manishah was a Catholic girl from Faisalabad who was killed a week ago by a Muslim man who had kidnapped her and intended to marry her. Father Zafal Iqbal, a Catholic priest from Kushpa, where the 18-year-old Mariah's family lived, reported that the girl resisted and did not want to convert to Islam, and she did not marry the man, who then proceeded to kill her for this. She is a martyr. The case was brought by Father Iqbal to the attention of the Commission, Justice and Peace, and the Bishop of Faisalabad, Monsignor Joseph Cutts, who said that the culprit was arrested and police are investigating. We hope that justice is done. Father Iqbal has said that cases like these occur daily in Pakistan. This was also noted by Father Khalid Rashid Asi, General Vicar of the Diocese of Faisalabad, who said, "It is very sad. Christians, often girls, are helpless victims." And lastly, the annual Eyewitness Conference is on again, and organisers are saying it will be the best World Youth Day Madrid after party. In the peaceful surroundings of Stanwell Top, South Sydney, Eyewitness provides the opportunity for young people to hear some outstanding speakers from both Australia and overseas. Pray, reflect, play sport, and just chill out before Christmas. The program this year is centered around exploring Christ's beatitude, and there are excellent speakers lined up to lead the exploration. From New York, there will be four Sisters of Life, as well as the Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell. Sydney's newest and youngest bishop, Bishop Peter Comensoli, will also be there, along with Anna Crone from the John Paul II Institute for Marriage and Family, Peter Holmes from the University of Notre Dame, and Dr. Robert Tilley from the Catholic Institute of Studies. With such a lineup, organizers say the young people will not only be inspired, but they promise a good time. There are just a couple of days to register for the Eyewitness event, which runs from the 8th December till the 11th of December. For more information, go to www.lifetothefull.com.au. And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. This is Natalie Ambrose reporting for Jason Rushton. God bless.